music from 2 a.m. Introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Paul Smith in for Guy Garvey.
That was Alex Chilton there, the big star main man. I'm Paul Smith. I'm sometimes in Maximoor Park, sometimes I sing by myself, and sometimes I sing and play instruments with other people. I'm here keeping the chair warm for Guy Garvey. He's not here this week, but I'm going to keep it at just under body temperature. I think body temperature is 37 degrees, although there has been dispute over that over the last few years. And I am wearing trousers, so it's probably a little under body temperature on the seat at the moment. But it's warm, Guy, so don't worry. I'm here, and it'll be warm when you get back, I'm sure. Anyway, I'm going to try and play some songs that suit the mood of the Guy Garvey Finest Hour show, and I'm also going to play songs pretty much that I like too. So this is Laura Cantrell with a birdsy number called All the Same to You.
Don't mind if I do. I hope all it's true what they say. Someone must pay. I'll bear my share of pain, but I won't take all the blame if it's all the same to you. I used to like to choose my poison, but now I wouldn't dare make a choice between the water and whatever's in the air. But if it's true what they say, someone must pay. I'll bear my share of pain, but I won't take all the blame if it's all the same to you. I'd like to buy the world an aspirin and slip it in their coke if it would do any good. I'd try to tell the world a joke. Well, if it's true what they say, someone must pay. I'll bear my share of pain, but I won't take all the blame if it's all the same to you. Well, now they're tearing down the wall, saving every bridge, just in case they want to build a new one. Hit me with a stick, but if I had my pick, I guess I'd want to take the blue one. Jesus, Jesus, won't you tell me how to do it? You know I wouldn't trust the world half as far as you threw it. But if it's true what they say, someone must pay. I'll bear my share of pain, but I won't take all the blame if it's all the same to you. And if it's true what they say, someone must pay. I'll bear my share of pain, but I won't take all the blame if it's all the same to you.
Music.
Love that. Can't believe it now. But that you're letting me try. It's a little lonely. Keeping her, keeping her, trying to keep her. Keeping her, keeping her.
When they look at you, you like it. That I can't get you giving up.
Giving up.
With the feeling of, oh yeah, you know. What do you love? And what you love?
Arthur Russell with Keeping Up. Arthur Russell is a hero of mine. I'm Paul Smith. I'm keeping the chair warm for Guy Garvey, as we have already established. This is my finest hour for 1 week only. Arthur Russell unfortunately died in 1992, long before his time, and his music should have reached more people, I think, in my opinion. It's just really warm and beautiful, and that song in particular had Jennifer Warnes on it, which is quite an unusual match, really, this kind of avant-garde cello-playing producer, singer, songwriter, Arthur Russell, and Jennifer Warnes of Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong, and I've Had the Time of My Life. I believe she also sang, she's the duet queen. Anyway, she also sang lots of Leonard Cohen songs and made a good record, I think called Famous Blue Raincoat. Anyway, we will move on from my Arthur Russell love, and I'll just say a little something about the song before that, which was by Laura Cantrell. Laura was one of John Peel's favourite singers, and not the trembling kind. Her debut album was, well, John said that it was his favourite album possibly ever, which is quite a high compliment coming from a man who's dealt with so many different types of music and obviously has a real love of all kinds of music, not just kind of country music, which I guess is what Laura Cantrell can be said to make. I once met Laura Cantrell after she played in Gateshead, and I said hello, and for whatever reason she knew who I was, and she asked me for a drink. She said, do you want to go for a drink with me and the guys out of the crew and whatever? And I said no, because I had an early night planned. I had to get up in the morning. And that is the end of the story. And that, unfortunately, dear listeners, is the extent of my showbiz banter. You will hear many more of these sort of cut short denouement in throughout the whole of the show if I actually decided to elaborate on my showbiz connections. I have absolutely no showbiz connection to the next person. This is the unbelievably talented guitarist and singer Nick Jones.
In a feather bed, the sheets and the blankets around me. Tonight I slept in the cold open fields in the arms of me seven gypsies. Seven gypsies all of a row, and they sang neat and bonny, oh, sang so neat that they all were hanged for the stealing of a famous lady.
That was Nick Jones with a live version of Seven Yellow Gypsies, and that's one for all the aspiring guitarists out there. If you can do that, I would be very impressed. Time for a change of everything. This is Beat Happening. This is Noise.
Alone on your phone. I think the level's okay. Here we go. It's a day in the life.
This is Gideon Coe.
I wake up at 7 o'clock sharp, and 2 hours later, I get out of bed. Then I eat porridge, and then I'll be listening to lots of records, as many as I possibly can. Then I might watch an episode of MASH.
Yes, sir.
This is followed by more listening to records. Then I say cheerio to the family. I take the evening train to Six Music. I sort through the records I've listened to and the concert and session tracks that we're going to play, and then I play them for 3 hours, with the listeners providing the good bits in between the records. Then I go home. Shipping forecast.
Westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first.
Bed.
Gideon Coe. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
James Carr, one of the finest voices of soul music, and not as popular as some of the other ones, which is possibly the one of the saddest parts of James Carr's life, that he never got the acclaim that his powerful growl deserved. Unfortunately, he cut a number of sides, as they used to call them, for the Gold Wax label, and I suppose retrospectively people have got into his music. That was actually preceded by something completely different, by Beat Happening. It's a song called Noise, with the drummer, Heather, singing instead of Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson is the kind of leader, I suppose, the de facto leader of Beat Happening. And when I was growing up, and kind of growing as a musician, if you like, DIY culture was one of the main things that got me going, and, you know, fanzines and people actually putting out records themselves and going and getting vinyl pressed and whatnot. So I would say that Beat Happening, even though I got into them later in life, were kind of an inspiration. I'd read about K Records, and lots of my friends from the Northeast music scene, from Sunderland, they got me into Beat Happening, and I applaud them for it. Next up, we've got Elliot Smith with Waltz Number 2, brackets, XO, close brackets.
Mm-hmm.
China doll. You're never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Now she's done, and they're calling someone. Such a familiar name. I'm so glad that my memory's remote, 'cause I'm doing just fine. How do I know to know? Never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow.
That's the melancholy voice of Elliott Smith with Waltz Number 2. I remember seeing Elliott Smith for the first time at the Oscars ceremony, and my mum's a bit of a night owl, and she was up watching the Oscars ceremony, and I think he was nominated for the soundtrack of Good Will Hunting, the Gus Van Sant film, and this guy just shambles on in a white suit, playing the most beautiful music, and after that, I just went out and bought all of his records retrospectively, and the ones that came out after that. It was the kind of time in my life where I was just kind of obsessing over music, whereas now I make music and in my spare time I obsess over it. From the same era, actually, this is Two-Headed Boy by Neutral Milk Hotel.
Two-headed Christmas trees in the snow, and I will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids, and all you did will wait until the point when you let.
Why did we ever come so far?
Tinsel Town in the Rain by the Blue Nile, featuring the voice of Paul Buchanan, possibly the most heart-swelling instrument in the entire world. Obviously, I'll probably say that about every other song that we play tonight, but I'm a natural enthusiast, and you mustn't take me too seriously. I remember we were in with Maximo Park. I'm Paul Smith, by the way, the singer of Maximo Park. We were in Japan, and a guy called Atsushi was looking after us and kind of taking us to record shops and making sure that we got everywhere on time from the record label. And he heard that I liked the Blue Nile, and he gave me one of my most cherished possessions, a live concert, a BBC live concert of the Blue Nile, which is just to hear them at the time, and all of these amazing affirmations, like in that song where he just almost shouts out, "Yes, I love you." It's amazing to hear it live, and I've actually managed to see Paul Buchanan myself live, and if he ever plays again, which I think he might do with his new album Midair being out last year, then definitely take that opportunity to see him. Another band which I remember seeing live as a youngster was Neutral Milk Hotel, who we've already just heard with Two Headed Boy. Jeff Mangum, a brilliant lyricist, stream of consciousness just spewing out of him. We watched, me and my sort of university friends, we went down to a place called the Riverside, which is no longer there in Newcastle, and we watched Sparkle Horse as the main act, and Neutral Milk Hotel were the support, and you could tell that Jeff Mangum was having a bad night, and we were just sort of huddled around the front, and I had the record and I was just obsessed with it, and we were bobbing up and down and sort of whooping after every song, even though most people were at the bar and talking. And his mood gradually changed, and he thanked the group down the front who really made his night, which was nice. And I've, having been in the same position, I remember playing a gig on a solo tour at the end of 2010, and there was hardly anybody there at this place in Switzerland. It was kind of a border town. There was about 10 people there in a small room, and it was actually amazing, just because everybody in the room was into it. And I think musicians really appreciate that. You know, it doesn't really matter how many people are there watching you if the people there really care about what you're doing. And anyway, Jeff Mangum went onto the tour bus, and Jeremy, who was in the band at the time, invited us on the tour bus. This is one of my rock and roll stories here. The bus driver said no, so we didn't get on the bus. So there you go. That is chapter two in my autobiography, What Didn't Happen Next. Okay, let's stop talking and let's start Stormy Weather by Nina Nastasia.
She comes running in, we're all on fire. She says so hysterically, I'm in the shower. She says, save the water. I can't be on best behavior. I'm not afraid of stormy weather. Sunday afternoon, we'll drive 4 hours after church with Father Paul. She photographs me in a bed of flowers. There's no one to help her, no machine can keep her. I can be on best behavior, I'm not doesn't wanna leave. I'm afraid of stormy, stormy weather. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing you can do.
Check, check, check. Talking, talking, talking.
Yeah, that sounds good. Next Monday, it's an album of the day plus with Vampire Weekend. Throughout the day, we're playing tracks from the new album, Modern Vampires of the City.
What is it about? Definitely identity. You know, choosing what you believe in and how you relate to the world around you.
And then from 4, join me, Steve Lamacq, in conversation with the boys from Vampire Weekend.
Take on the 80s, it's a take on the 50s, and it's a take on the 50s 80s thing, but it's also hopefully interacting with contemporary music. It's not just a revival.
Even if that track hadn't been any good, you'd get top marks for showing you work in hell. Album of the Day Plus with Vampire Weekend next Monday on BBC Radio 6 Music. Thank you.
Otis by the Durrutty Column, featuring the dexterous fingers, there they are again, of Vinnie Riley, one of my favourite guitarists. I decided to play that song because I'm in Manchester and I'm covering for the North West's own Guy Garvey. My name is Paul Smith. Before that, you heard another one of John Peel's favourites, Nina Nastasia, with Stormy Weather. And we're going to go into another Manchester connection. Mark Riley had Lowe in his studio the other night, playing a little set before they played in Manchester. I was lucky enough to see them live myself this week, and they were in sparkling form. So prepare yourself for a specially recorded Gideon Coe session version of Just Make It Stop, featuring the heavenly harmonies of Mimi Parker and Alan. I've forgotten his second name, but that's okay. Sparhawk. How could I forget Sparhawk? It's one of the best second names ever. This is Lowe.
Yeah. saddest, darling.
Street. I met a friend of mine, and we stopped and get a little something to eat. When I got to him, I said, "Say, man, look here." He said, "Yeah, Junior, what's happening?" I told him, "Well, I feel so good. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." I said, "Look here." He said, "What is it?" "Well, the old folks boogie. And the children too. No, nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." Now you know, last night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama. And then I heard Mama got up and she told Papa. Well, Mama told Papa about something she heard. I said, "Look here, Mama, don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie till the break of day. Oh, now let's boogie. Get it." Went on down the street a little further. When I got down, I told him, I said, "Look here." He said, "What?" I said, "I got one more thing to tell you." He said, "What is happening? What's happening?" "Well, I feel so good. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." I said, "Look here, let me tell you this before I go." He said, "Wait, where you going?" I said, "I got to go." He said, "What's happening?" "We got an old time boogie and a new one too. Don't nobody boogie like the Blue Flames do. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie till the break of day. You wanna boogie? You wanna boogie?
Little Junior's Blue Flames with Feeling Good. I do want to boogie, and now I know the man to go to, Little Junior. I do enjoy the conversational style that has seemingly come out of kind of gospel music, I suppose. We heard it earlier with James Carr, and in the James Carr song, he was kind of imploring. He was like, "Let me tell you about it. Listen," and all that sort of stuff. And as a singer, for a popular beat combo called Maximo Park, I haven't been brave enough to fit in too many conversational things. I need to develop my preacher man style, I feel. Another conversational, plain speaking yet poetic singer was Lal Waterson of the Waterson family, who you heard as well with "To Make You Stay" before that. I've written down some of the lyrics from that profoundly good song. She says, "Teach me to be a summer's morning, teach me to be a winter's blossom." And that's one of the best things about listening to folk music for me, just hearing something that feels very earthy and yet has a kind of a wider resonance. So two completely different conversational styles there. And I think we're going to just disappear into "Gardening at Night" by REM now.
BBC Six Music.
Music.
Something like you, yeah. Someone said the world was up for auction sale. I think it's true. So come on, get in. We know how it's been. We skated for so trouble is we wouldn't pay the ferryman, shifter like me. So come on, climb in. We know how it's been. We skated for so long. So come on.
That was the magical world of Michael Head and the Strands with Something Like You, a song which you can luxuriate in, I suspect. It's Sunday evening, I'm Paul Smith, I'm standing in for Guy Garvey, and I played a song by R.E.M., which I think Guy might approve of. Kind of, I've got a sense of what his taste might be, and that's what I'm trying to do this evening. Try not to jar your senses if you're a regular listener too much. And Gardening at Night was from the Chronic Town EP, R.E.M.'s first single that they had out, and it was apparently the first ever composition that they wrote that they felt was a proper song. Apparently Michael Stipe once said that. And Bill Berry, the drummer, in the liner notes to Dead Letter Office, from which I have sneakily taken that song, he said that they were driving along one night and somebody needed to get out of the van that they were in and have a comfort break. And they said what they were about to do was to go gardening at night, which is a nice way of putting it if you are talking about that sort of thing. And I'm sure sort of more prudish people might approve of that method of talking. Anyway, it's Sunday night. I'm going to play lots of very pleasant songs to lull you into maybe a false sense of security or sleep, whichever one comes first. But before we do that, I want to make sure that you're awake. So I'm going to play this song.
The ground, but no one
I love the end of that song. That was Women, a fantastic band who we once played alongside in the same city in Milan, and these two promoters managed to shuffle things so that we could catch the end of their set, and they went on a bit later, and we managed to hang out with them, and they were really nice guys, and it was a very pleasant evening. And I have no idea how they make the noise that they do, but they're just a very intricate band, I suppose. Anyhow, I'll dedicate that to the guitarist Christopher Reimer, who sadly died in his sleep last year. So we probably won't hear any more from Women as we know it, which is a shame. But I'm going to move on and link these two songs via the medium of the record label. They're on Jag Jaguar Records, which I think is a great label, a great American alternative label. And the next act are Mountains, and they're on Thrill Jockey, which is also a brilliant label. So you can kind of tell that it's going to be a good record if it's on either of those labels. And even if you don't like it, it'll probably be an interesting record. This is Identical Ship by Mountains.
Sean W. Keaveney, a man misunderstood.
Is it okay to dry your underpants in the microwave?
Maybe he's too intense.
A bit aggressive.
I know. I'm on a crash after my croissant. I'm taking it out on you.
Maybe it's his clothes.
My hood's too hairy.
Or his uncompromising charm.
With 10 being like the most I'd want to punch someone, you right now would be at a maybe like a 5.
That's not bad.
He has his own theories.
I blame Brett.
But you can make a difference. Listen to Sean Keaveney on 6 Music and he will feel useful, appreciated. The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Is this cool?
Every weekday morning on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
morning's come. And Lord, my mind is aching. The sunshine's standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. And with my tears, it goes tumbling to the floor. Once again, the old town. Talking Yes, Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes. 'Cause they could never understand. It's our sorrow, it's not a No matter what they say, we know she tried. Baby's packed her soft things and she's left me. But I just know she didn't mean to make me cry. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye. It's her mind. She just didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye.
That's the rich, soft voice of Mickey Newbury with She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye, which is quite a sad sentiment. One of many that that Mickey manages to detail in the 4 minutes of that song. He says, "Baby's packed her soft things and she's left me. I just don't know. I just know she didn't mean to make me cry." There you go. It's hard to say, never mind sing, those lines, as I have just proven. But yeah, "Baby's packed her soft things," which kind of reeks of a sort of John Wayne-style character, sort of looking out stoically out of his window before the tears start to well up. Anyway, Mickey Newbury is an under-appreciated voice of American song. Introduced Elvis to American Trilogy, the one where he goes, "Dixieland, look away." Mickey Newbury did it better and did it first. I'm standing up in Mickey's corner. Anyway, before that you heard Mountains, who've just put out a great record called Centralia. Or it could be Centralia, but I'm guessing Centralia. They're on tour in May around the UK, so if you like their brand of sort of acoustic space odyssey music, that's the worst genre I think you've ever heard, then go and see them. Let's move on into the world of Turkish Psych with Zelda. Zelda. That's Zelda with Ince Ince on the Finders Keepers label. Probably not a tribute to Paul Ince, ex-England footballer, or his son Thomas, who plays for Blackpool. Moving away from that terrible reference. By the way, if anybody knows, if anybody speaks Turkish and wants to tell Guy next week what Ince Ince means, because I don't speak Turkish and I should have probably done my research, to be honest with you. If somebody wants to let him know, then I'm sure he'll read it out on air and be very happy. Next, we're going to go to San Francisco. We've got two songs coming up by two bands that are kind of linked. I believe one gave the demo tape of the other to a music journalist, which then got them signed to 4AD Records. And if you are a fan of early 90s alternative morose rock, then you'll know that I'm talking about American Music Club and Red House Painters. American Music Club's Mark Eitzel, I believe, passed on the demo of the Red House Painters, which I'm very glad that he did, because I'm a big fan of both bands. Literate frontmen, no fear of sadness in their music. Let's start off with Johnny Mathis's Feet, where Mark Eitzel shows his lighter side.
I lay all my songs at Johnny Mathis's feet. I said, Johnny, Johnny, tell me, can you tell me how to live? All my hopes are unraveling, and I just lost my lease on my house without love, doors or windows without peace. And with a wave of his jewel-encrusted hand across the glittering Las Vegas scene, he said, you gotta learn how to disappear in the silk and amphetamine. Johnny looked at my songs and he said, first guess, never in my life have I ever seen such a mess. Why do you say everything as if you were a thief? Like what you stole has no value, like what you preach is far from belief. And with a wave of his red, white, and blue hand across the glittering Hollywood scene, he said, you gotta learn how to disappear in the silk and amphetamine and the silk and looked at my old collection of punk rock posters, anonymous scenes of disaffection, chaos, and torture. And he said, you were on the right track, but you were a lamb jumping for the knife. He said, a real showman.
Six Music.
Music.
summer dress makes you more beautiful than the rest. Loveliest girl that I know and the sweetest. Spends her life in side, she thinks she isn't blessed. Summer dress separates you from the rest. Easiest days of her life have been spent. Wonders if she is loved or if she is missed. Says a prayer by ocean mist. Takes herself to the sand and dreams. Says a prayer as she's kissed by ocean.
That was Summer Dress by Red House Painters, one of my favourite Red House Painters songs. And it was preceded by Johnny Mathis's Feet by American Music Club. Two acquired tastes that I have acquired, I think it's fair to say. If you once you're in there, you're in deep, in my opinion. And I would also say the same thing about the next song that we're going to play. Sean Marshall has one of the best voices that I've ever heard, especially live. And I think she can pretty much sing anything, and she's done lots of different cover versions. The next song is I Found a Reason, a Velvet Underground song which she released under the name Cat Power on her covers album.
Oh, I do believe in all the things you see. What kind than what came before, and you better come to me. Better come to me. Better run to me. Better come. Better run.
swing, work, swing. We've been waiting on you. I'll bring the amber that I have gathered on the northern sea shore. For the hatchlings I have been underground where wyverns are bound and where golden jewels abound. These I hoarded under my berry brown wing. Likewise, your gold and your jewels. There is no true beauty in things of no use. Wax wing, my only asking. Tether the breezes so cruel. Keep my young well feathered and their bellies full. And wax wing, what will you do when your days of fathering are through? When at last grim death comes a knocking on.
Alistair Roberts. You get two songs for the price of one there. I do like it when a song segues into a slightly amended version of itself at the end. It feels bargainous. I had the good fortune of being at a New Year's Eve party with Alistair Roberts a couple of years ago, and he played a couple of songs, and it was a magical event, especially at that time of year. And I also like to hear people singing in their own accents, and it was nice to hear the Scottish brogue. There you go. And also my bad Sean Connery impersonation just popped up there as well. That was perhaps uncalled for. Let's take a trip to Ethiopia with Mahmoud Ahmed and Ere Mela Mela.
Mela, mela, ere mela, endo mela. se vuoi sai che bacio. Eremila, kifte buta elimi. Eremila, meleş ne geri açıyo. Eremila, ben serafte şibeti. Eremila, bay mero egana. Eremila, ancini tadrige. Eremila, leke belengena. Eremila, no me la mira. Eremila, no me la mira. Eremila, al felike fekere. Kanchinela, lepeke lepeshkare. Eremila, basafte genaito. Eremila, sekela gela derko. Eremila, yanchi benete. Temen muzika eremila destai ancineshi eremila teredda hutbeka eremila indomela mela eremila indomela mela eremila alfelike fekere kancinela indomela mela eremila indomela mela Alfelike fekere kancinela. Alfelike fekere kancinela, indomela mela, eremila, indomela mela, eremila. Alfelike fekere kancinela, yehakimoch bizate, eremila, mene maredanye, eremila, beshita yanchineshi, eremila, bekerbati genye. Era baby tema, eremila, mena menun bella ho, eremila, te gabian chigara, eremila, me honun me chata ho, eremila, indomela mela, eremila, indomela mela, eremila, al felik fekere kanchilela, indomela mela, eremila.
I'm Wayne from the band The Flaming Lips. The greatest thing about live music is that it brings people together. What we're trying to achieve sometimes within our live performance is this letting go of yourself to be overwhelmed by the emotions that are in our music.
On May the 23rd, Six Music welcomes The Flaming Lips back to the BBC Maida Vale Studios.
It's always an honor, you know, you're welcomed into a world where some of the greatest music and musicians and artists have stood and breathed. It's a beautiful, beautiful atmosphere to be invited into.
They'll be performing a career-spanning set, and you can be there.
Go to the Six Music website now to register for your chance to join us. The Flaming Lips live at Maida Vale.
As part of Six Music celebrates 30 years of The Flaming Lips.
He's a space nut, you know.
Show me the night. I held you.
bread. Choose love when we walk.
Five Satins with In the Still of the Night, a doo-wop classic. Before that, it was Mahmoud Ahmed, who was a shoeshiner and handyman at a club in Addis Ababa, where Emperor Haile Selassie's Imperial Bodyguard Band would hang out after hours. One night, the singer didn't turn up, so Mahmoud just stepped in, and since then, he's been one of Ethiopia's finest vocal stars. That's what Wikipedia says. Okay, right, I have been Paul Smith, sometimes frontman of Maximo Park, but tonight deputy dog for Mr. Guy Garvey. And I love Six Music. I love the medium of radio. And so this has been my finest hour. Well, 2 hours. And so I would like to exit with the sound of the Sundays and My Finest Hour. Good night, everybody.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. Yes, one and all, Don Letts here once again, crossing time, space and genres with a veritable kaleidoscope of sounds that tonight will include Small Black, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Toro y Moi, Talking Heads, Muta Baruka, Tall Ships, Wild Bell and London Posse. Now, you know how I roll, there's not too much talk and even less technique, just taste and tunes. So let's get to it with D.O.B.'s Planet Dob.
I changed my way. It'll take time, man.